KX, K4HNR.
For HNR, KO4HKX.
Sir, how you doing?
But I'm actually at a shop right now. Can I give you a call back here in just a few minutes?
I'm just staring at brake lights on 85. Thought I'd try giving you a shout. No problem. Take your time.
Fly out there. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
4HNR.
For HNR, KD4IOX. Name's Leon. Good afternoon.
IOX? Leon, did I get that right?
You got it.
Mr. Leon, my name's Connor. How are you doing?
Don't let Patrick fool you. He's not working. He's probably just playing video games or something.
Yeah, who knows what's going on? I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Tooling down 85.
Yeah, I've just been watching the rainfall on my way back from Charlotte. Had to drive out there and check on a few roofing jobs. I'm project managing out there, and just on my way back home to Greenville.
No. not a whole lot in Charlotte I need, but I'm heading up 290 here, heading up to the house. Done for my work for the day. I'll come back to it again tomorrow.
Hell, yeah, I'm hoping it'll be a little more sunshiny the rest of this week. I mean, it's always good to get a little bit of rain, but it's hard to roof in the rain.
To do anything outside. I don't know. I don't do roofs. I have a tendency to roll off of them. They're not conducive to me being on them.
Just on the office side of it, thankfully I don't do too much roofing either. I just show up and project manage and estimate and, you know, support from the office. So we've got a bunch more qualified, better guys than me out there actually putting on the roofs. Thank goodness.
Roof days are done. I used to go up down the ladder all the time and hang off power lines and all that good stuff, but I don't do that anymore. I went up to the neighbor's roof a while back and pulled out a weather station that they had decided they wanted up there, and then got some logic about them and decided it needed to be moved. So I said, I'll move it for you. Went there and gable on it was a little too steep. I about rolled off that thing, and that's why I decided, I'm not getting on any more roofs. That's behind me now. So now I'm getting one of the young guys to do it kind of guy.
There you go. Yeah, I'm 6'4", so I'm a little too tall to be up there. You know, I mean, being up on a roof, you're up tall, you're high up there, but it hurts your back. I'm leaning over all day and everything. But when I first got into roofing, I spent 6 months up on roofs wearing a hard hat and doing mostly commercial, so just flat roofs. So thankfully, nothing too steep, but hurts your back after a little while from after being so tall.
I can testify to that. I'm 6'2", and my back always hurts. It's the sciatic nerve, I guess, is inherent in most people due to the fact that you wear them out in your lifetime. So I know what caused mine. It was probably wearing a Sam Brown belt for 44 years.
Yeah, and unfortunately now, I mean, probably 95% of my job is sitting behind a desk, so I got to make sure to get up and stretch and stay limber, and it's not good for me.
The desk, but it had four wheels and went all kind of different places, so I ended up sitting too long in that, too, so live and learn. I should have stayed with my accounting career that I was, or accounting or drafting, mechanical drafting.
On those fancy mobile desks. That's awesome. Well, what you got going on this week? Anything exciting?
Truck temporary. I retired 3 years ago, and I've been driving a tractor trailer part-time, 2 or 3 days a week. And this week, they got me doing 4 days a week. So I'm not sure I'm liking that.
Well, you don't by chance know Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. That's my father-in-law.
So, yeah, I've talked to him on the radio a couple times. But not in person, though.
Awesome. Yeah, he got me into this. He's my Elmer. we actually spent most of the weekend. He's helping me. We just bought a house back in November, and and so I'm setting up my little ham shack and everything, and he helped me ground it. Got the grounding rod in. We're in a nice little HOA, so I got one of those chameleon antennas running on the top of the fence line and trying to be nice and discreet, but helped me ground everything and get it all set up this past weekend.
Yeah, I never really had an Elmer help me along, but then again, I was working shift work, and it was hard to get schedules to gel together. That's good. He's just doing that so he can keep an eye on you. You know, that's his daughter, so, you know, hold your friends close and hold your enemies closer.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, it's been good. He got me into this a couple years ago. I actually tested out in Raleigh when I first got into roofing. I was doing some training out there and was studying for the I got the general license and studied out there and found the Raleigh Amateur Radio Society and tested with those guys out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the Hamfest is. Had one coming up or it's already been. I can't remember which. I think it's coming up. The Roars Fest.
Fest, that's right. I've never been to one. I'll have to get out to one sometime.
In Charlotte, too. The 16th of this month, they're having one in Sevierville, Tennessee. So, over there by Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. That's always a nice one. So, me and the wife have made plans to take the camper. About a fifth wheel, we'll take it over there and spend a couple nights.
That sounds fun. I was born out there in Knoxville, old Sevierville. I was born there. We only lived there for about 6 months and then it moved around a little bit. Moved up to North Dakota for a couple years and then ended up making our way down here.
I bought a FT-991A at the Orlando Hamfest. We went down there a couple weeks ago. It's got that spectrum scope on it, so it shows you everything. The waterfall display, so I'm trying to find it. But I found the Knoxville repeater. I sat there listening to the house all the time. They're an active group over there.
So funny. That's exactly, actually, why I was calling Patrick. Shane told me over the weekend. I think Patrick has that same radio. I got that same radio a couple months ago, and that's the very one we were grounding, and we were trying out 40 meters and a couple other things. I've only ever been on 2 meters, but finally with this new antenna, can get on 40, I guess everything above 40. So we grounded it, and we were testing some things out and had some questions about how that internal tuner worked. Maybe you've got some expertise in that area.
He purchased, just like yourself. So no, I don't. I know it has one. I've not gotten that far into it yet. I don't have my HF side hooked up yet. I had a in-fed long wire antenna and was using it, and we had a windstorm and a limb came down and took it down. So I've got to get out there and get it back up. And once I get that back up.
There you go. That's awesome. Yeah, we had just set it up, and he had an SWR meter. Just about all the bands were, I think the best one was about 1.3, and then it got up to about 2.3, but I think that the tuner should be able to handle it. I just want to make sure I'm punching in all these settings right, but yeah, I'm a visual person. I really like that waterfall display.
I remember reading that it'll handle up to somewhere around, I can't remember if it's 2 or 3 to 1, it'll handle up to.
Hundreds of memory channels, and it sounded like up to 89 or something memory banks for the tuner setting. So sounds like probably more than I'll ever need, but it's good to know it has it. I just need to figure it out.
Great with it. I've got the VHF, UHF side pretty much figured out. Like I said, I'll have to wait until I got my HF antenna up to fiddle with that. But it's got all the bells and whistles, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've got a pretty basic, I don't even know the model here, and I'm driving, but this Yaesu I've got in my truck. But yeah, the 991 up in the office, it's just a Cadillac. I'm excited. I feel like I haven't even tested out everything it can do. And but yeah, plenty of room to grow, that's for sure.
This radio I'm talking on now is it doesn't have a faceplate. It's made by VGC. It's a Bluetooth operated radio. You change channels and volume through the microphone, and it has a Bluetooth. It has an app on your cell phone that you can actually pull up the memory channels and, you know, quickly switch from channel to channel. Real easy to program on the phone, because you program everything on your cell phone and then send it over to the radio.
Well, gee, that's awesome. That sounds really user-friendly. That's pretty great. Mine, it's got these five buttons down here at the bottom, and, yeah, you just got to push them one at a time, cycle through all the menu options, and I get lost in it. I need to do some more digging and pull the manual back out. I've got it set up where I've got a couple memory channels, and pretty much just hop on it when I'm driving around and hit this repeater.
Finally figured out how to make things a little bit easier. I want all my radios to be radio frequencies and memory channels to be programmed the same. So I made a spreadsheet at the house, and what I'm programming that 991 in as is going to be the same as all the rest of my radios. So I have two of these Bluetooth radios, and one of them I have the wireless Bluetooth speaker mic, so you can get outside your car and still be listening and talking.
That's awesome. That's a pretty good setup. Yeah, especially for, I guess you do a lot of driving in the tractor trailer and everything. That's a good mobile rig right there.
Thank you. And it may end up, if they don't keep throwing the hours like this at me, I might just end up in the radio in the truck.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Mr. Leon, I'm about to pull back into the house. So I appreciate you throwing your call out there. And, yeah, it was nice talking to you. Nice meeting you, for sure. We'll have to touch base and connect here sometime soon.
This repeater going back and forth, so I'm sure if you know Patrick, we'll probably run across each other eventually. Me and Patrick been kind of palling around and trying to talk him to go to Orlando, and he didn't go. But 73, have a great day. I'm going to tie you up and enjoy, especially that radio. KD4IOX.
Thank you much, KD4IOS. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. We will talk to you later. K4HNR.